Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Monday the 1st of May. Police were forced to close down a quad and motocross event at land next to Low Hardwick Farm near Sedgefield yesterday after one rider was killed and another seriously injured in two separate incidents. The first incident happened shortly after 1 p.m. and involved a male rider who came off his bike and suffered critical injuries. He was taken by air ambulance to the James Cook Hospital in Middlesbrough but was confirmed dead shortly after arrival. A second rider was then hurt in a separate incident, which happened just before 2:10 p.m. The female rider, who's thought to be in her early 30s, was also taken by air ambulance to the James Cook Hospital with what are believed to be serious injuries. Police therefore took the decision on safety grounds to close down the privately run event, which involved 100 participants and 300 spectators. An innovative free training programme aims to set unemployed people on the road to work. Stepping Stones to Employment project, led by County Durham Housing Group and Auckland Castle, is intended to grow confidence, improve skills and give a new focus to long-term unemployed residents. An open day about the project on Thursday the 4th of May at Auckland Youth and Community Centre in Woodhouse Close between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. will tell people more about the three-month course. It's expected that 15 out-of-work people will benefit from the scheme by gaining essential skills in areas including customer service, IT, event organisation and food hygiene. Crucially, it'll focus on confidence and interview skills, both identified as key barriers to ending employment after an extended period out of the jobs market. Everyone taking part in the project will get to attend an interview with Auckland Castle to give real-life experience of taking part in a face-to-face job interview. And finally, Durham University is ranked 6th in the UK, according to the 2018 Complete University Guide, reaffirming its place in the top 10 since the guide was launched. In addition to the overall ranking, three of Durham's academic departments are ranked first for their subject. Durham's English department, top ranked in the Complete University Guide for the past 5 years, has been joined in first place by music and education departments, as well as the three top ranked subjects. Durham makes the top 10 for 32 of the 33 subjects offered. They're your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.